Hi, my name is Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 68. And I'll read the verse again. This is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 16. And it says, "Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, 'Be holy, because I am holy.'" 1 Peter 1, 13 through 16. In the Bible, throughout the Bible, when the Bible refers to holiness, it means to be set apart for a special purpose. And God is an intelligent designer, so when he made mankind, he had a purpose and he had a plan. Twice in Jeremiah, it refers to both that purpose and the plan. In Jeremiah 18, it talks about a potter and how when he went down to the potter house, he saw him working at the wheel. And it says in Jeremiah 18, 1 through 6, "But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hand, so the potter formed it into another pot." In Jeremiah 29:11, God says to Jeremiah, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you." He says that's telling Jeremiah to tell this to the Jewish nation. So God has a purpose, and his purpose for me is to be in a love relationship with him. When I look back in Genesis, I can see that at the beginning he placed man in a garden with all the things he needed. He gave him direction for living so that he could have the best life possible. And he also gave man the ability to choose from right and wrong so that the love that man gave back to God would be a true and willing gift. And I know that from that prototype, I learn to love. I look back at children, my own children and now my grandchildren, and I can see that children learn to love from the love that their parents pour out into them. And this is how I learned to love God, too. I learned to love God when I first began to see how much he loved me. In 1 John 4:19, it says, "We love because he first loved us." And I know in my recovery, the more every day that I go by, that goes by, I should say, and I see him keeping me squeaky clean, abstinent. I mean, for 25 years, he's done that. My heart swells because I know my history. I know what I can do in the food. I know how I am in my flesh. And so it's only the love of God that does that. And it makes me swell with love. But if it was only just me and God, then it would definitely be a happy ever after relationship. But I have to keep in mind that it's not always easy to see the love of God because I have an adversary. And this adversary is the devil. And he is working hard trying to give God a bad rap. And he's also trying to muddy the Lord's reputation. In John 8:44, it says, he was a murderer, speaking of the devil, from the beginning, and has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. And this is why I cannot just sit back in this new life and not do the footwork in order to discover truth. I must stay in the Word of God, because the Word of God is truth. And I must keep my mind and heart clear and clean so that I can see truth and so that I can absorb it. So the verses that we have here, the 1 Peter 1:13 through 16, they themselves give some good advice on how I can learn to be proactive in my quest for holiness. And holiness for me is the Christian's brand of recovery. Because if I have recovery without holiness, I don't have recovery as a Christian. I must be holy because God is holy. So I pattern my life after God, which means that I pattern my life after Jesus, which means that I immerse myself in the Word of God, because the Word of God has been given so that there is no question or doubt about what God requires me by living my life in the footsteps of His Son. So in 1 Peter, these verses, one of them says in there, prepare your minds for action. For me, quiet time is not an option. And believe me, in this 25 years that I have been abstinent, I can honestly say that I have had a quiet time every day. It hasn't looked the same every day. I can remember when my babies were inside a little, these little carriers that you would have, and I would be having them on the floor next to my desk while I had the quiet time. But I had the quiet time. And like I said, it's not like I can have now as a grandmother and a retired woman. I can have longer quiet times some days, but some days I don't, because I'm still a member of a family. And people need me to go to the doctors with them and whatever else. And so my quiet time looks different, but it's not optional. Prepare your minds for action. It says also in that passage, be self-controlled. My daily resolve is to be squeaky, clean, abstinent every day, because God gives me the power to do that. And so I don't give him the blemished lamb, as it used to say in the Bible. You know, I'm called to make my life a living sacrifice for the Lord. So I give him my best. And my best is to take that prescription that he's given to me about the food, and I resolve to be self-controlled. It says in 2 Timothy 1, he made me self-control. He's given me that. In that 1 Peter, it says, set your hope fully on the grace to be given when Jesus Christ, is revealed. Jesus must be my greatest delight today and forever. Jesus is coming back. And so I have to set my hope on that. He's coming back. So all this stuff that I'm getting crazy about, or can get crazy about, it can go up in smoke. I have to remember, I set my hope on him. And it says, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. I am no longer ignorant. I have the Holy Spirit living in me. and I renew my mind by staying in the Word.